Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
Who's the photographer in your family?
My husband thinks he is. But yeah, his photo's not that good, so I am the necessitated self-appointed photographer in the house.
necessitated self-appointed photographer. I love that.
Ek is die ene wat lief is vir my foon om foto's te neem. En die modelle is almal wie daai dag present is by 'n braai of wat ook al. Want hulle is my proefkonyne.
En jou man, hou jou man om kikkies te vat?
O nee, nee. O, hy hou dit. Nee. Want hy weet jy, hy gaan 'n foto neem. Dan sal hy wegkyk.
Ja.
En dan moet jy hom mooi vra en sê, man, kom, het is nou vir goeie doel, het is een memory. Ja, nee. Dan sal hy daar staan, dan sal hy sê, kan jy, dit is genoeg. I
heard it. Never in the world, in the history of the world, has so many people been, so many cameras been around. The camera back in the day used to be in, you know, the role of, stereotypically of dads. Dad's old school big camera, remember? Or granddad.
Mm.
Pull out the camera. Ooh, it must be Christmas. Dad's got the camera out.
So true.
Get together. You had to go develop spools, right? You never knew if you got the right shot. It was muck and druk.
Yeah, that's it.
Muck and drukky dung. And then you'd go and you'd capture the moments and nobody would get the results till the spool was finished. Sometimes it took two birthdays and a Christmas before the spool was finished.
And you hope that your eyes were open on that picture.
Well, it doesn't have the devil eyes, those red little
dots in the middle.
Yeah.
And then you'd go off and you'd go and drop it off somewhere at one of these photographic places in a shopping mall, whatever. And then they go, ooh, 1 hour. You go, ooh, I drop off the spool and in an hour I get all the photographs.
Oh, man. If only we could go back to those days.
And No. We need instant. Come on. The content needs to go.
Sure.
I am definitely inclined to agree with success on that one.
Nice.
The old school film cameras are just, they are the way to go. I mean, there are so little things in life that are still a surprise nowadays. So I actually still have a Minolta film camera with a roll of film in there that's been going for, you see, I think it's been about 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases, and there's probably 10 photos left on it. So when that's done and I give it in to get the photos back, it's going to be just as big as a surprise for me when I receive them to see what has actually been shot.
So here's the thing about 30 years ago. You take that spool to somebody, they would develop it, and they'd go through those pictures sometimes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Kate, good morning.
Okay, so we had these friends, they actually had a lot of stories. This was the one story. So in those days, I don't know if you remember, but you could actually, after the spool was full, the camera could still kick. So it will pull sound as if the camera is taking, but then the spool is full.
Yes.
But anyway, so this friend of ours, the man, he got out of the shower and the lady had the camera in her hand. And I think he thought the camera was full, the spool was full. And he stood in front of her and he just went nakedly, wiggle, 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 wiggle. And she got the camera out and she took a photo or two. And, well, forgot about it because, as I said, he thought, the camera was probably full. Months down the line, the spool was given into the camera shop. And just to say that these two people were living in a very small town. So coming myself from a very small town, everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
So the guy was sent to pick up the photos. And he said when he walked in, he felt a strange vibe. The ladies were looking at him, smiling, and he was smiling back, you know, greeting them, you know, church people, you know, they all know each other.
Church people.
And got his photos, but he didn't check it in there, although they wanted him to check it, and he said, no, he has to get home, you know, whatever the reason is. And he said when he got home, the first photos at the very front was himself looking back at him, full frontal.
Naked.
And he said he'd been understood why the ladies were smiling at him.
Oh.
And he never went back in that shop. We never took cameras to school, and that was the last time. And he was very mad, and he won as well. But lucky, you know, the couple that they are, you know, it's tough if they take him.
Are they still married?
They're still married, yo. Like I said, they've got a lot of stories.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile 90.4 FM.